Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. The sermon text for today is the Old Testament lesson appointed for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. I read to you from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus far the text, I invite you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we just pray that you shine it into our hearts yet again today. Shine upon our sins that we see them, and especially shine on our Savior so that we know who He is and love Him and trust Him. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, friends, God's word satisfies our souls as a blessed rain that soaks dry ground. Jesus is that word. He's the very one through whom all things were spoken into existence, who took on human flesh for our sake. As the evangelist John says, "And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." His blood rained down upon us. It flowed down on us as divine mercy, flooding our hearts with redemption and restoration. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. Put another way, the very purpose of God's incarnate word was your healing. And that word is certainly not ever going to return to God empty. Immediately by faith in that word, you were justified. And continually by faith in that same word, you are now being sanctified. You were made holy co-heirs with God, to God's kingdom with Christ. And you are being made holy daily by hearing, by receiving, by learning, by growing. And as James puts it in the epistle that bears his name, by doing. The word is heard and empowered by the Spirit, and his freedom, his free gift, pardon me, of faith results in works. And what might those good works be? Intercession is high on the list. St. Peter calls you a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Every time you find yourself on your knees lifting somebody up in prayer, you know God's word has done what it is purposed to do. He said it was trustworthy, and that you can approach him in prayer and trust every one of your petitions into his care. And so you do. Another one of those great works might also be unity. This world is full of disunity. It's a world where everyone wants to have his own way, up to and including a personal preferred pronoun. But consider the word by which you have been named by God. Having drawn you to himself through Christ, God has called you his child. There's not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all. And in all, such it is when the word indwells your heart. When the word is in you, you cannot but help to agree with your Christian brother or sister. It's only when one or the other of you are not in the word that unity ceases to exist. Things get rough, so to speak, when one says, "I am of Paul," and another, "I am of Apollos," and yet another, "I am of Cephas." No one can be of one word if they make it their practice to follow their itching ears and become adherents of men. Christ has certainly not been divided, nor can you if you abide in him who is the Word. Remember how Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you." As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. If you abide in a false word, you bear false fruit. But those who abide in the true word, instead of a thorn, shall come up a cypress. Instead of the briar, shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. You shall not be cut off. Not in Christ, not in the Word. And that's what God's Word has done for you. It's set a seal upon you for all eternity. Knowing that God's Word has sealed you for eternity, you can most certainly trust to hold it, to hold you now. God's Word is raining on you. It's showing you God's compassion. It's forgiving you of the sins you've committed. It's healing your wounds. It's tearing down the old Adam in you and building you up in the image of Christ. It's bearing good fruit and blessing you to be united as one people with one faith and one confession. It's empowering you to be a blessing to others and helping you to offer up prayers and to give up yourself for their sake, to the glory of God. That will never change, because the Word of God never changes. He who has come to you will continue to bless you in that Word. May you therefore be blessed, abiding in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we praise your name for this word that you have sent us, the word incarnate, the word that became flesh, the word that came to dwell among us, the word that died for us and rose again on the third day to give us life immortal. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to help us to thrive in that word, sending us your Spirit to empower it, and especially blessing us to convey it. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen. And amen.